With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Sarah Day has been remanded in custody after testing positive for cocaine. She appeared before the summary court on Thursday, facing a new charge of burglary at a church for which she has not yet entered a plea. Day is already before the courts on earlier matters, having pleaded not guilty to charges of purse theft and burglary at a local school. She will remain at HMP Fairbanks until the 15th of January, when she's scheduled to appear via video link. In other news, the police need your help after a holdup in West Bay. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
Just after 11 p.m. on Wednesday, police were sent to a report of an armed robbery at a convenience store in the Mount Pleasant Road area. A masked man reportedly entered the store with a machete and demanded cash, but was unsuccessful in his attempt to get a hold of the cash register. He took off on foot, making off with other items from the store. No one was injured during the incident. If you have any information that may help in the investigation, you're encouraged to call the West Bay Police Station on 949-3999. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Speaking of using your voice to help the community, actors, singers, rappers, the K-Man Drama Society wants you.
Can I stop? This is a block in the Heights. I hang my flag upon display.
Atención, K-Man! The K-Man Drama Society is proud to announce open auditions for In the Heights, the award-winning musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Kiara Alegria Hudes.
Co-director Sin Powell tells Radio K-Man vocal auditions for the May to June show production are tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Prospect Playhouse.
Set in the vibrant neighborhood of Washington Heights, New York, this show is bursting with energy, love, community dreams, and the rhythms of Latin American and the Caribbean. Whether you're an experienced performer or stepping on stage for the first time, we want to see you. Si tienes pasión, ven y audiciona.
In honor of the author's intentions to maintain the authenticity of the story, the directors will primarily be seeking cast members of Latino/Latina descent and heritage.
What can the community expect? A high-energy, heartfelt musical filled with salsa, hip-hop, powerful vocals, and big emotional moments. A celebration of heritage, hope, and home.
For audition information, head to cds.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Democrats in the US Congress say they've received 95,000 photographs from the estate of the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They have released 19, showing a range of powerful people, including President Trump, King Charles' brother Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, and the former US President Bill Clinton, all deny wrongdoing. The Iranian Nobel Peace Prize laureate Narges Mohammadi has been arrested in the city of Mashhad. Several other activists were also detained. Ms. Mohammadi has accused the Iranian authorities of intensifying repression since the June ceasefire with Israel. The head of UN peacekeeping has told a meeting of the Security Council that fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo risks setting off a wider conflagration. The American envoy to the UN accused Rwanda of leading the region towards war. The Thai Prime Minister says he's spoken to President Trump after a fifth day of renewed cross-border fighting with Cambodia. Anutin Chanwirakun said he told Mr. Trump that Thailand was not the aggressor. Germany has summoned the Russian ambassador over what it called a huge increase in threatening actions. The foreign ministry cited a Russian cyber operation targeting air traffic control and another that sought to destabilize February's general election. The Ukrainian military says it surrounded a detachment of several hundred Russian troops in Kupiansk. Moscow said it had captured the city last month. It's reported that the former Iraqi president, Bahram Saleh, will be appointed the next UN High Commissioner for Refugees. One of Britain's most popular authors, Joanna Trollope, has died at the age of 82. Her books depicted romance and intrigue in middle-class England. BBC News.